I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics. We're joined by a special guest for this episode, Todd Miller from Gahanna, but also the director of a film called Apollo 11, First Steps. Is that right, Todd? Did I get that right?
Yeah, the First Steps is the Science Center Museum version, and then the theatrical version is just Apollo 11.
Okay, very cool. And it's currently showing at COSI. It's that giant screen IMAX format, right? So you guys dug up a bunch of 70mm footage of the original moon landing?
Well, originally we were just set to scan and do the feature-length film utilizing all the available material. So that included all the 16 and 35, and then all the stills and any audio that was in not only the NASA archive, but also the National Archives, which is the end repository for a lot of those materials. In the process of doing the research and working with those organizations, there was a discovery made of various large format films that have been sitting in cold storage for the better half of 50 years.
Wow.
So obviously we included that. And around the same time, we were given access to 18,000 hours of audio from the Project Apollo Mission Control. And 11,000 hours of that was Apollo 11.
Wow.
So needless to say, not only did the film, you know, take a new direction, but we also became, you know, curators of this material and preservationists. And we worked very closely with NASA and the National Archives to preserve all of this and to properly archive it.
That's pretty amazing. That's an astonishing discovery. And I'm sure what an honor it was to work on that. So having approached that, this material, we've seen it, like we just saw it recently with First Man, right, with Ryan Gosling. How do you approach this story, this historical event, from a new perspective? How do you shed new light on something that we all feel so familiar with?
Well, we joked on the team that we wanted to feel like Dunkirk in space. For those of you who have seen Dunkirk, it's really the, you know, the third act of what would be a normal feature. So we wanted it to feel like you were just dropped into the situation, you were going along for the ride, and even if you've, you know the story, that you would, you know, be presented in a new and different way just by having that kind of immersive and visceral experience. And obviously, with the IMAX format, it just makes it that much more encompassing.
Yeah. So going through all of this, you said what, like 11,000 hours of footage? Did I hear that
right? 11,000 hours of audio. The footage, we approach the footage in reels. So all told, all the reels that we scanned for the project approached about 500. And then the data set for all of the materials that were utilized was around about 2 petabytes of data.
Wow. I don't even know what a petabyte is, but it must be big. I never even heard of a petabyte. Wow. So that's pretty amazing. So going through all of this stuff, what was something that you were astonished to learn or discover for yourself that you didn't know?
I think it was the realization that how immense it was, how many people, hundreds of thousands of people. You know, you've seen the footage, some of it before, and there's a lot of American flags, and there's, you know, a political connotation with it. But it was a really global event. Hundreds of thousands of people spread across all over the world that all came together to make this a success, and not to mention the tens of thousands of companies that came together as well.
Wow. This sounds like a Pixar movie. Like the end credits. So you're coming back home here, right?
Yeah. So, you know, we had, I was back home when we had the commercial IMAX release, and it was great, you know, to see it, you know, back in March. The audience was there in Columbus. And then we've always intended to have a special Science Center and museum release. So we did a special cut down that is a 45-minute version.
Mm-hmm.
And we put some special stuff in there. And it's just been the honor of my life to work with the astronauts and their families, Neil Armstrong's sons, Mark and Rick, who have been really instrumental in helping us shape the film. I think I always amaze our publicists and others, distributors. I like to sit through all the screenings, and so does the entire team that worked on this thing. And I would like to mention, too, that Matt Morton, who is my longtime music composer, mm-hmm. Columbus native, just a ton of accolades for the score.
Terrific. That sounds amazing. I can't wait to see the movie. Thank you again for your time. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. or to the full shows online at wcbe.org.